Welcome to Bo Sanchez Radio. Thank you so much for making me a part of your life.
Big question. Are you someone that likes to put big obstacles in front of your happiness? Now, I know, it's like, what? Who in a sane mind will do that? Well, a lot of people. So many people put conditions to their happiness. This has to happen, and then I'll be happy. And they think it's normal. I'll give you examples. If I have a cute boyfriend, then I'll be happy. If I'll buy my brand new car, then I'll be happy. If I'll be able to travel to Europe, then I'll be happy. If I'll have that high-paying job, then I'll be happy. It's the if and then that I have a problem. Listen to me. It's okay to have goals. It's okay to say, you know, I want to have a high-paying job, or I want to have this, you know, house. I want to have this laptop. I want to be able to have this great relationship. It's wonderful to have goals, and please have goals, but don't make them conditions to your happiness. Because if you do that, what happens is happiness will become very rare for your life. You don't want to do that. You want to be happy most of the time. And that's the thing. What kind of conditions do you put for your happiness? May I have and share with you a big suggestion? Here it is. Ready? Are you listening? Very important. Why not simplify your conditions to be happy? Why not say, if I am alive and breathing, I'll be happy. I'm not kidding. If there is food on the table, I'll be happy. If I'm surrounded by a loved one, I'll be happy. If I'm able to pray, I'll be happy. If I'm you're saying, Brother Bo, parang ang corny. No, it's actually the secret. To be able to say, you know, what you want to do is study. Study and evaluate. What kind of conditions do you have so that you become happy? Simplify the rules to happiness. That's my recommendation. In Matthew chapter 15, the Pharisees, they told Jesus, why do your disciples not wash? The ritual washing required before meals. Why, you know, and I really think what the Pharisees were doing were putting all sorts of obstacles to be accepted by God. But Jesus was someone who said, before you do anything good, before you fulfill all these rituals, you're already accepted by God. And I know my message from the gospel is a little bit different from my introduction, but there is some similar process to it. Meaning to say it's this. A lot of people, you know, you do good and you pray and you read the Bible and you go to church so that you will be accepted by God. But Jesus is telling you now, the moment you were born, you were accepted by God. Think of a mom. You know, when a mom gives birth to the baby, the mom, you know, she, think about it. It's wild. It's not like, okay, if the baby says, I love you, then maybe I'm going to love the baby. You know, no, the mother just loves that child. No matter, you know, how that baby cries and becomes a nuisance to that mom. You know, the mother just loves the baby. And if a mother can do that, if a human, imperfect mother can do that, God can do that. God loves you. God accepts you. Now, what does it mean? So now, God accepts us. Yeah, hey, I can do whatever I want. Well, try doing that. Because what's going to happen is, because of the love of God, because of the acceptance of God, because of your relationship with God, you would want to love Him back. You would want to please Him. It's a result that comes from gratitude. You are grateful that He has already accepted you and loved you. And that's my prayer for you right now. Can we say a thank you to God in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit? Just say this after me. Jesus, thank you so much that I can be grateful to the love that you give to me and the acceptance that you give to me. In Jesus' name, I decide to say thank you to you. with my life, with my daily life. I want to love you back and I want to serve you for the rest of my life because you have loved me first. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you so much for joining me here in Full Tank. This is Bo Sanchez, and thank you, dearest supporters. You're helping me in our mission. God bless you, and I will see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining me in another episode of Bo Sanchez Radio. I pray for more abundance for your life.